tossing up a pine cone and catching it without even looking at it. The squirrel remarked,
"No, Huddy, I'm Werp, chieftain of the cone slingers. You don't have to run if you prefer walking, that's what I always say."
He tossed the pine cone high, shook paws with them both, and caught the cone before it fell. Triss was impressed.
"I'm Triss, and my friend's called Shog. We really do have to go, Werp. There's not much use walking with those rat guards hard on our paws. We need to run."
Werp tossed his pine cone, battered it with his tail, and caught it one paw as it bounced off the Cecil Oak.
"Oh, don't fuss yourself about a few rats, Triss. We can snarl them up here for a good while. You and Shog follow my daughter Burnby. She'll lead you through the woods and out the other side. We'll see to the rats for you. Rats are bad creatures, that's what I always say."
Shog noticed the thong wound about Werp's paw.
"I see you carry slings. What do you throw from them, cones?"
Werp tossed the cone he was toying with to Shog.
"Aye, cones just like that one. Good and hard. Quite sharp too. They wouldn't kill a beast. We're not in the business of slaying any creature. Only use them in defence of our territory. That's what I always say."
Shog took out his pouch of sling stones from Peace Island.
"These are some stones I was given to use by a friend far across the seas from here."
Werp took the pouch and opened it, pouring forth into his paw the bluey-green, sharp-edged stones. His eyes lit up.
"From far across the sea, you say, Shog? Wonderful, beautiful treasures like these, and you waste them by throwing them away with your sling? Never throw away precious things, that's what I always say."
He passed the pouch back carefully, but Shog refused it.
"Keep them, mate, as a gift from us. Look, we've really got to go now. Nice meeting you, Werp."
As Burnby led them off through the trees, Werp called out,
"Goodbye, friends, and good fortune go with you. I can't thank you enough for these stones. The cone slingers will treasure them forever. A treasure of great worth is a treasure worth treasuring. That's what I always say."
Burnby took Triss's paw, giving her a quiet smile.
"I could tell you other things that my dad always says, but I'd need 10 seasons to do it."
Triss squeezed her paw.
"Thank you for your help, but can your dad really stop the rat guards?"
Burnby plucked a grass stalk and chewed on it.
"Ask yourself, Triss, did you see us when you entered our forest? Did you even know all of us were watching you? Cone slingers are invisible when they want to be. We can defend our wood against any number. Shog, follow behind me. Oh, watch that willow branch, don't touch it."
When the otter saw the thin cord holding a whippy branch strained in an arc, he understood.
"A trap, eh? That'd soon stop any beast who didn't see it. A good idea, Burnby."
She nodded.
"That's why you must follow directly my trail. These woods are full of such traps, pits, catapults, nooses, but those rats won't be bothered by them."
Shog looked puzzled.
"Why's that, mate?"
Burnby chuckled.
"Because my dad won't even let them get this far. Never let the foe beast enter your home."
Triss interrupted.
"That's what he always says."
Their laughter echoed through the trees as they strolled in leisurely fashion through the cone slinger's wood.
This ends Disc 5.